watching The Final Play.
A simple gesture of sportsmanship made Thomas Morstead a hero in the eyes of Minnesota Vikings fans. But it's what he did next that left Vikings fans seeing him as the true saint that he is. Morstead spent the past 72 hours in Vikings country fulfilling a promise to kids. And our Sean Bazan was along for the ride.
It began bright and early at 6:40 a.m. Thomas Morstead's first stop, the NFL Network, for a segment on Good Morning Football.
How do you punt with broken ribs?
Well, just to clear it up, it doesn't sound as cool, but I didn't actually break my ribs. I tore all the cartilage.
From there, Morstead hit Radio Row for 15 more interviews from 7 to 11:30 a.m., all promoting his foundation's donation to Children's Hospital, with nearly all of the funds coming from Vikings fans.
I think that's another big sign of sportsmanship that you showed.
Sure. Look, I think sometimes, just to be honest, you know, I wasn't trying to do anything to separate myself or kind of like put myself in the limelight at all.
What you give will grow movement raising. What's the total at this point?
I think it's $221,000.
Yeah.
And that's not all we've raised. They were like, we can't possibly use all of this funds for Child Life. And so we need to give some of this back to Louisiana. We cut it and said, hey, we're now starting a new one for Louisiana because what we're donating for was the Child Life Department.
1 p.m., go time. Morstead arrived at Children's Hospital for the moment he'd been waiting for.
$221,143. And this is from our foundation, but really, this is from Skull Nation.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was an emotional experience for everyone, including Morstead, who got choked up more than once.
It's really cool to play on Sundays and cool for people to say, man, my friend plays for the Saints or my family member plays for the Saints, and they get to come to New Orleans and do all the fun things. But something like this feels so impactful. And it's just very humbling.
In attendance was Vikings cornerback Marcus Sherrills, the player who Morstead collided with on a punt return, injuring his ribs.
It means a lot. You know, he's giving back to Minnesota, and we do a lot of work here with the Vikings and the Children's Hospital, and his foundation is just amazing.
3:45 p.m., the NFL Experience, where Morstead met Mr. Alton's fourth grade class from Bossman Elementary, whose class raised $64 to Morstead's foundation. Morstead was so moved by their generosity, he made sure to get them to enjoy the Super Bowl experience.
We tweeted out to them just saying, hey, thanks for teaching us a lesson on sportsmanship. Here's a little money to contribute to your cause. And, you know, not expecting a whole lot. Maybe expecting a like or, hey, that's cool. Thanks, guys. But, you know, he found it genuine as it was. And he wanted to meet us. So here we are.
Y'all are Vikings fans, right? But I see Saints hats here. So do y'all have a new favorite Saints player?
Yep.
What's his name?
Thomas Morstead.
All right, good stuff, guys.
Of course, we now know the story. This whole thing started after a Reddit post when Morstead inspired a Vikings fan by coming back out on the field on the final play of the game despite being injured. That poster was Garrick Schertz, who met Morstead face-to-face.
I just thought, oh, what a cool thing to do would be to donate to his charity, kind of what the Bills fans started. I thought, you know, that's a cool way to show appreciation to somebody. So I threw in $25 and said, hey, I chipped in, here's the charity link, and I basically went to sleep. And then next day, all of a sudden, it was up to a couple of $1,000 already.
All in all, it was a long but fun and eventful day for Morstead, and though he's a little tired, it's a day he'll never forget.
I really didn't know what to expect. You know, I'm not a guy that comes up here every year or to the Super Bowl every year to do things like this. And so I've really enjoyed today. I'm pretty exhausted, but it's been a lot of fun. And it's been a nice getaway for me and my wife. This was a really neat experience for me and very gratifying in a lot of ways.